Din of the Yarim Tovim appear three times in the Chumash. The first time is in Parshas Emor, the second time is in Parshas Tzifas, and the third time is in Parshas Re'eh. Parshas Emor gives you the Din of Isa Melacha, mainly. In Parshas Pinchas, it gives you the Din of the Korban Kamasot. And in Parshas Re'eh, it gives you all the Chobis Arego, Riyat, Hagigah, Pinchas, the Adonim. Among the various dinim that I mentioned in Parshas Amor, in the middle of the Parshas Amor, this is the mitzvah of Sfira Soima. Today is Lag B'Omer, today is the 33rd day of the Yom. The Magen Avraham makes the statement that when you count Sfira today, instead of saying Hayom Shloshim Shlosha Yomim, you say Hayom Shlosha Shloshim Yomim. You say first the smaller number, then you say the larger number. Why do we always do that? Every day, yeah, every day is Sfira, not just on Lag B'Omer, all the time is Sfira, right? Magen Avraham says it's not every day, not only on Lag B'Omer. I didn't say that right. Why is that so? Why should that be so? So biblical Hebrew, that's the way it is. In Tanakh, you always have this, when you have a larger number with a smaller number, you always have a smaller number first. But we all know that you have to count Sfira 7 in biblical Hebrew. It doesn't say in the Gemara anyway, so the Magen Avraham says Takanatza. He says that where we come from, where did the Magen Avraham live exactly? Somewhere in Poland? Where we come from, he says we speak Yiddish, and Yiddish, you say Drei and Dreisig. You don't say Dreisig and Drei. Since in the Sfas HaMedina, we speak Yiddish, he says. So we say Drei and Dreisig, the smaller number first. So when you speak Hebrew, you should speak a proper Hebrew. That makes sense according to the Sfas HaMedina. How does he know that that's so? That you should, whenever you do a mitzvah that's b'dibur and you speak in Hebrew, and you can either say 3 and 30 or you can say 33, how do you know that you should speak according to the Sfas HaMedina, that it should be up to date? They quote the Gemara and Yuma, where the Gemara says that there's a din min haTorah learned from a pasuk, the one that when God does the avodah on Yom Kippurim, he has to do the hazorah sachas l'mailo v'sheva l'mato. And the Gemara says you have to count the Hazor separately. He says, Achas, Achas, V'Achas, Achas, V'Shtayim, Achas, V'Sholosh, Achas, V'Yav, and so on. Why does he count 1, 1 and 1, 1 and 2, 1 and 3? Why doesn't he count, instead of counting 1, and then from 1 to 7, let him count from 1 to 8? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Why does he have to count separate? So the Gemara learns that from Pesach that it has to be separate. When you count, the counting L'mayla and the counting L'mata should be separate. And the counting also, not only the Hazor, so in different places, this is Lamailan, that's Lamato, you have to count separately also. So the Gemara has a discrepancy between two brises. How did the Tohen Gadol count? Did he say Achas Ushtayim? Achas is no discrepancy. Achas V'Achas, no discrepancy. That's the same, whoever you are. And then comes the Machloekes HaTanan. So one time it says the way we say, Achas Ushtayim, Achas V'Shalosh, Achas V'Yarba. And the other time it says, no. He says, Shtayim V'Achas, Shtayim V'Shalosh, no. Shalosh v'yachas, Agro v'yachas, and so on. So the Gemara says, what does that machlokes depend on? The Gemara says it's not a machlokes in din, whether you count hazoras lamata first, they count whether you should mention hazoras lamata that you're holding in the middle of. That's what I would say. It's a machlokes in din because you're now doing the hazoras lamata. So maybe you should count the hazoras lamata first and then mention the hazoras lamata that you have already done. The Gemara says not at all. No machlokes in din. Marki asrei. The different Talmud lived in different parts of Eretz Yisrael, and he spoke the Hebrew language was spoken with a different dialect, or with a different, it's not a matter of dialect, it was a different way of speaking Hebrew. So in some parts of Eretz Yisrael, when they spoke, they would say the larger number, whenever they would say a large number or the small number, they would say the larger number first. And in some parts of Eretz Yisrael, their practice would be that they would say the smaller number first. And the Gemara is Kaveh the Din. Whenever you fulfill, so the Magen Avraham says, what did the Gemara say here? Whenever you fulfill a mitzvah of dibur, and in the Hebrew language is so well to say either way. There are a lot of expressions in English that you just can't carry over to the Hebrew language. If you're going to carry over to the Hebrew language, it would be ridiculous. Like we mentioned yesterday about the Lashon that they have Shelo Shaberes Aminik, that's Mamsha Yiddishism, Nisht Brechen Aminik. So you carry it over to Hebrew from Yiddish, you carry it over to Hebrew, you say Shelo Shaberes Aminik. That's not a correct Hebrew, so that if you would be doing a mitzvah, you wouldn't speak like that. If you're writing a sefer, so the Achrayim write, Shalom v'shaber zamin. But if you're doing a mitzvah, so you wouldn't speak such a Hebrew, because that's a corrupt style of Hebrew. But if the Hebrew language is still believed to say, Shloshim v'shalosh, Shloshim v'shlosho, or shloshim. You can say either one way or the other, and it is correct. Biblical Hebrew is one way. But there's no halacha that says we have to fulfill the mitzvah sfiras in biblical Hebrew. So you can fulfill the mitzvah sfiras haemer in a modern Hebrew. So in modern Hebrew, people don't speak like that. The only question is, what's the correct speech of our country? So the Magen Avraham says, however it's accepted in your country where you live, however, all, if you would ask people in the street, how would they count? So there, all the people in America would count 33. They wouldn't count 3 and 30. In ancient English, they counted like that, no? How does that... Forgot, there's a child poem that goes like that. Forgot about that. Yes, 420 blackbirds. Oh, that's tomorrow welcome, I forgot. I forgot all my English literature. Yeah. Secular studies has to give all the give value, you see? To know all the literature, to know non-returns. Yeah. So if you would live in England years ago, in the United States years ago, and that's the way they spoke English, so then we would understand why we continue to count spirit like that. But hindsight, we live in America, or the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, and nobody, the people who speak Yiddish are miyuta de miyuta, those who say dry and dry sick. The overwhelming majority of the Jews all over Eretz Yisrael and America speak the other way. So still employing, why do we still continue to count spirit and sermon backwards? I once asked Rabbi Gift to this kash. So he says, that's the way they set it up. But you see from the Magen Avraham not that they didn't set it up. The Magen Avraham quotes the Gemara in Yume, and he says that you don't say they set it up. Magen Avraham is the one who set it up because he says in Yiddish, that's the way you speak. And the language says, not that you set it up. He's quoting the Gemara, you see that you have covered it. Yeah. So they should have set up by biblical Hebrew. So he doesn't say that. He says that he's supposed to do according to the language. I don't know. What? Marki Asrei. Marki Asrei. According to the way the common language is used in your country, you should have to do the counting shel mitzvah. So the Gemara speaks about count, depending on the counting on Yom Kippur. The Magen Avraham applies also to counting the sphere according. So you might want to deal with the Magen Avraham. Okay, you can say that Magen Avraham is wrong. The Gemara only says Marki Asrei, Marki Asrei, and you're saying two different units. When you're saying Achas Ushtayim or Shtayim V'Yachas, you're talking about the Hazor from Maila Lamata, you're not combining together. But when you say 33, that's one number 33. You're not saying two different things. And maybe the reason why we say Shloshim Yom is because that's the biblical Hebrew. Maybe that's the answer, that you're supposed to count spirit according to the biblical Hebrew. And biblical Hebrew, whenever you count a large number together with a small number, a smaller unit with a unit of 10, they say shlosho, shloshim, we say the smaller number first. And the Gemara says, marki asrei, that only goes on the hazos on Yom Kippur, because there is no biblical source for that. Bechlal, where do you find anywhere foolish? How to count with my lolamata. But that's not what the Magen Avraham, you can argue with the Magen Avraham. You can say that that's the way it should be based on biblical, but that's not what the Magen Avraham says. Magen Avraham says supposed to follow this class on me. I don't understand.
How do you count?
I count the way Rabbi Gifter said. That's the way it's printed in the Siddur, but we should have a convention of the Rabbinical Council of America, the Gedolei Hador. We should discuss it to see, maybe we should reopen the issue. No? I don't know. Where we pass Mishnah based on the Shulchan Aruch, we're not passing based on the Siddur. The Shulchan Aruch means the Shulchan Aruch with the Magen Avraham, no? So the Magen Avraham says, look, the Magen Avraham is telling us to count the other one. But the Eved Yeyetz said this way also. But I don't understand why we can't have people like this. I don't know. I don't know. We have to establish a committee, a halacha committee, to discuss the issue. Right, the two practices, whether you say bo oimer or lo oimer. So it says in the Pasuk that to the evidence, even if you leave out the whole word, you yaitse sphere anyway. So the brisker rav, the final rav, Rabbeva, the salvation, had the practice. Maybe he got it from Achaim, I don't know. But the Talmidim of Rabbeva, who taught him the yeshiva, told us that Rabbeva's practice was, he wouldn't count twice. So it doesn't make any sense. He would say the last word twice. Like today is Lag Bayom, he would say, I don't know, maybe he said shloshim, then I wasn't there, they didn't tell me the whole story. Yeah. Yeah, he lived in Europe when they all spoke Yiddish. Okay, that could be. So he said, Hayom Shlosha, Shloshim Yom Shehem, etc. Then he would say, the last word he would say twice. He would say, Bo'im Aloim. But to say over the whole sentence twice, that doesn't make any sense to Chla, because you were already Yotze B'Di'evad with the first sphere. Even if you would have left out the whole last word, and even if you said the wrong word is not the wrong word. The both words are correct. That's the question which is more correct, which is more correct to me. But to say over the whole, I don't know, it doesn't matter. I don't know, I didn't hear. So to say over the whole sentence twice, that the Chla doesn't make any sense. You were already Yotze sphere center. What do you accomplish by saying over the whole sentence? For some people, say over the last word, that I understand, because if one is more correct, they're both correct, and the B'di'evad you don't need either, but it's more correct to say one over the other, perhaps, and there's a whole fight which is the more correct way to do. So if you say the sphere and then you say Bo'im or Lo'imer, you say Lo'imer or Bo'imer, you said both, so you are Yotze L'chatchila L'chaladei.
It's really the same thing. You already
yotze
also the first time
the shas. Therefore, not b'shas atzka. It's mamish l'chatchila gomer. It's not even shas atzka. You were yotze already, but you want to be yotze in a more correct way.
Isn't it the
b'di'evad?
If you say the wrong one,
it's not b'di'evad. L'chatchila clean. It says that one is more correct Hebrew than the other. It's the question of which is more correct Hebrew. But to say over the whole sentence that the Chla doesn't make any sense. Chayyadim writes that he's Mesukut, and Hilchas Sphere Simon Chayyadim has a Safek, which the Pisei Tshuva quotes in Hilchas Gittin. When you write a get, so the Gemara says that the Eidim have to read the get before they sign it, to make sure that it says what it's supposed to say. And before it's given over, they have to make sure that they read it, to make sure that it's a get. So the question is, let's say the get is given on the 8th day of the month, or the 18th day of the month, or the 28th day of the month. How do you pronounce the number Shmona? Now in Hebrew we know that whenever you have a word that sometimes appears with a segel and sometimes appears with a komos, so whenever it has a komos it's Mekeil, and whenever it has a segel it's Lashon Zakar. But in the Diktat books and all the grammar books, which are usually written by non-observant Jews, it says that numbers are the reverse. You say Shlosho, Arba'o, Hamisho, Shisho, that's all Lashon Zakar. And the Lashon Nekevi, you say Shalosh, Arba, Hamei, Sheish. The question is, when you get to Shmona, so in all the grammar books, all the dictic books, it says that Shmona is Lashon Zachar, because it follows the rule that whenever it's Kamatei, in the numbers, it's Zachar. And Shmona is Lashon Nekevi. So the Chayyadim writes, he's not so sure that the grammar books are right. Maybe that's only when it comes to Shlosho, Arba, Hamisho, Shisho. Right, so there I say that Shlosho is Lashon Zachon, Shalosh is Lashon Kev. But when it comes to Shmoneh and Shmoneh, maybe they're the reverse. Maybe the Shmoneh is the Lashon Kev, and the Shmoneh is Lashon Zachon, as the Gemara has it in Masechus Tmura, but it says Esnan Zayna. And the Pasuk says Esnan Zayna, so the Gemara says only Esnan Zayna, below Esnan Zoneh. If it's a man who got the Esnan from the woman, so then it's not us. Only if the woman got it from the man, so it's Zoneh below Zoneh. So you see, whenever you have the same word, but the segel and the comet, so the comet is Lashon Nekevah, and the segel is Lashon Zachar. So they quote this suffix of the Chayyadim, right, it's not a number. So the dictative books say that numbers are different. So they quote the suffix of the Chayyadim has a suffix that he gave the Sphira sign. How are you supposed to count Sphira? On the 8th day, on the 28th day, and so on, 38th day. So the Pisei Tshuva quotes this Sveikah the Dina of the Chayyadim who was Gittin. When the 8th read the get, how should they pronounce the number properly?
Yeah,
just the question, pronouncing it correctly. Well, what's the correct Lashon of Eid?
The Pisei Tshuva?
No, it's not Makim in the Sphere of Simon either. We just want to know what's the correct grammar. So the whole thing is Tilek Loin. You learn through Tanakh. It says at least 100 times, like the dictate books say. It's not a secret. It says Kiseda whenever it says a number Shmoneh, Shmoneh. It's 100% Eisgehalten. Whenever it's talking about a Nekeva, it always says Shmoneh. Whenever it's talking about a Zach, it says Shmoneh. So how can the Chayyadim have a suffix? And how can the Chayyadim made a mistake? How can a piece of Tshuva didn't pick it up? Didn't open up a Tanakh. It was never Ma'ad said it. Every time it says, by the 48 Ori Halvim, it doesn't say Shmoneh. It says Aboyim Shmoneh here. Shmoneh is Lashon Nekeva. Here is Lashon Nekeva. Throughout Tanakh is like that. Shmoneh is Lashon Nekeva and Shmoneh is Lashon Nekeva. Of course the dictate books are right. On this point, maybe I was, no, this stuff, this comes from Tana. This dick that comes from Tana. There is a discrepancy between the parsha of Sphira Simer in Parsha Samor and the parsha of Sphira Simer in Parshas Re'eh, it doesn't appear in Pinchas, because Pinchas only has in the Sofim. But in Parshas Re'eh, it appears again. In Parshas Emor, it says, Esfartem Lachem. And in Parshas Re'eh, it says, Shivashivos Tispalach. So the Gemara in Menachah in says Tispalach. Whenever it says Balash and Yachid, it's referring to the Bezna Hagalah. Whenever it says Svartem Lachem, Shetei Sfir Lachal Echad V'yechad. That's the Gemara Menachah. Whenever it says Lachem Lashon Rabbim, so it's speaking to each and every individual Jew. When it says Lach, it's speaking to the whole Jewish nation as a tzibur, as a unit, and the one who has to fulfill the mitzvah for the whole Klal Yisrael, the Bez Nagel is representing Klal Yisrael. That's how the Vilna Gaon says, the Pshat in his drasha. Why Lachem means Lachalech of the Echot, and Tispalach means the Bezin. So what exactly does this mean? That Sfirah Tzaim is a mitzvah on Bezin, in addition to being a mitzvah on Kol Yochel Yochel. So that's a question. The Sifra, on this Pasuk in Emor, says, and this pasuk is part of Nachum. So it says, "Shivishvus Tispalach beBezin." The Bezin Hagadol has the mitzvah to count Sfirah. The Minayim, the Rabbis Kol Yochid V'Yochid. How do you know that not only Bezin Hagadol has a mitzvah? How do you know that every individual person has? Svatim Lachem Shetei Sfirah L'Chol Yochid V'Yochid. That's the old Girsa in the Sifra. The Vilna Gaon changed the Girsa. Now, Agoras Agroa are printed in the Malbim and on the side of the regular Tereskai in the Sifra. Agoras Agroa, he changed the gear, so he corrected it to read as follows. Shushus is for law. Yachol bebezin. One might think, I have a minute, that it's only a mitzvah on the Telos al Bezin Agor. Tamalam, Shratim Lachem, Shetei Shri Lachal Echad Yer. So the Maskonis Adroim in the first Kohanim is, that it's not a mitzvah on Bezin. It's a mitzvah on Kol Yachad V'Yachad. So the question is, why does the Taka say, Shushus is for law? Why does it say Lashon Yachad Yer? It sounds like it's a mitzvah on Bezin. So the Gemara explains in Menachos and Daf Samachay, that what it means is that the sphere is Teluya Bebezin. That it says in the Torah you should count sphere the Machoras HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos. So you can interpret the word Shabbos in one of two ways, the right way or the wrong way. You can interpret Shabbos as referring to Shabbos Bereshit. Shabbos Bereshit means Shabbos Kodesh, Saturday. That's how the Christians interpret it. That's how the Sadukim interpret it like that. And they start counting spheres Omer on Sunday all the time. And then Shavuos always comes out, the 50th day always turns out to be on Sunday. That's why by the Glen they celebrate Pentecost, always on Sunday. Pentecost means the holiday of the 50th day. I think Pentecost. That's always on Sunday, so they follow the other traditions from the Sadukim. The other Maser. And the Maser, Sarah Chelik Gil. Next month. And we follow a different Maser. We follow the Jewish press Maser. Moshe Kriyot Tam Sinai. We follow our Maser. Menachos HaShabbos doesn't mean Shabbos Bereshis means Yontif. So how do you know that that's so? Maybe Shabbos means Shabbos, maybe Taka Sfirah Tzaim is always on Sunday, and Shavuot is always going to be on Sunday. So the Gemara says no. Since it says Shavuot is for Loch, so Loch means that Bezin counts. So what does Bezin got to do with Sfirah Tzaim? If it says Esfartem Lachem, it's a mitzvah called Yachad V'Yachad. So why does it have anything to do with Bezin? What, Bezin HaGadol has a separate mitzvah to count Sfirah Tzaim? It doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, Sfirah HaTluya BeBezin. The reason why it says Shavishvus Tispalach means that Bezin are the ones who will tell you when you have to start counting. Now, if you start counting from Sunday, what do I need a Bezin to tell me when Sunday is? You ask any guy in the street, what day of the week is it? You know that the day after Shabbos is Sunday, so you start counting Sfirah. If the answer is no, then Memachas HaShabbos means the day after Yontif. Means you start counting Sfirah from the first day, Chol HaMoed Pesach, and when is Yontif determined, when is Yontif Chal, that you have to find out from Bezin, when they want to be Kaver, Rish Chodesh Nisim, the Mele, when they want to be Kaver, Yontif. So according to the Brisa in Maseches Menachos and Daf Tamacheis, Shavishvus Tispalach means Sfirah HaTluya the Bezin. Doesn't mean that Bezin does the counting, Sfirah is Tluya the Bezin. That's why there's only Goyen, apparently was Magia, the Girsa and the Sifra, to read like that. Yachol the Bezin, Havamina, that the Sfirah Tzaim is only done by the Bezin HaGadol. Why should you have such a Havamina that only the Bezin HaGadol should count Sfirah? So the Rishonim on the Torah Karanim, I think both the Raivin and the Rash Nishans explain what the Havamina would have been. Either the Havamina of Maskana, the only guy makes it into a Havamina. The Havamina would have been that just like Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShonu is only a mitzvah on Bezin HaGadol, because Kviyas HaLuach is a mitzvah on Bezin HaGadol. HaChodesh HaZel HaChem Rosh Chodashim is a mitzvah on Bezin HaGadol only. That's how the Rambam writes. The Bezin HaGadol has to determine when Rosh Chodesh is and when the Yom Tov Mar. You're going to have Eilu V'Eilu Dibu L'Kim Chayim. Every local rabbi is going to decide when he wants Rosh Hashanah to be and when he wants Purim to be and when it's going to be Aleitzonah. The Jews are going to be celebrating Yom Tov Mar different days. So the Rambam quotes on the Chilta like that, that Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah is up to the Bez Nagol. Bez Nagol are the ones who determine when Rosh Chodesh is and when all the Yom Tovim are. So I would have thought that the mitzvah of Sfira Saimer, since the purpose of Sfira Saimer is to be Koveya Shavuos, Shavuos is going to be at the conclusion of the Sfira on the 50th day, I would have thought that the mitzvah of Sfira Saimer is only the Bez Nagol. Yachol Bez, like Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah, Kemash Malon, Sfatim Lachem, Shetehi Sfira Lachol Echad Liyah.
But
the old Girsa, the old Girsa sounds like it says that there's a separate mitzvah on the Bez Nagadol and a separate mitzvah called Yachad V'Yachad. The question is, what in the world? Yeah, what does that mean?
Maybe that's true. That's why it has both tzukim. One is to tell me that you have to, everyone has to count, but it has to be totally on Bez Din because of this. It has to be totally on Bez Din because you have to see the meal of Shulis is going to come out 50 days later. So the only way to decide that Yom Shavuot is Bez Din has to be decided in the first one, so we can start counting through Bez Din, and it's therefore Shulis is Bez Din, and therefore we're making Shulis through Bez Din.
Could be. So Leitchik pointed out that the Cheskuni on the beginning of Parshas Bahar obviously had the old Gersa. He didn't have the Gersa Sagnot.
Why do we think any different over here?
Not only that you have to follow Bez, no, that the Bez Nagadol has a separate mitzvah of Sfira Saimer, in addition
to
the mitzvah.
They already have a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, and they're going to come up with a din that the Sfira has to start
No, that they have to count the sphere. The Bezna has to count the Torah's Bezna in order to be Kaveh Shavuot, because the sphere Saimer is Kaveh Shavuot. That's the Gemara Chagiga. The Yosemite points out in Hilchot Tzmidim himself, and there's the Gemara Chagiga that says, how do you know that on Shavuot there's Tashlumin Kol Shiva, that if you didn't bring if you didn't bring the Musaf Man Yantim, so there's no Tashlum. Ova Yama Batul Karbon. But if you didn't bring the Eilus Riyah and the Chagiga on Shavuot, Eilus Riyah. I don't know, if you didn't bring the Eilus Riyah on Shavuot, how do you know you can bring it for the next 6 days? So the Gemara in Chagiga has different Yalfusas. The one Yalfusa is from the Sphere of Saimer. But since the Torah in Parshas Amor, there's another discrepancy. In Parshas Amor, it says, Tizkuru Chamishim Yom, that you count days. And in Parshas Re'eh, it says Shiva Shavuot Tispulaf, you should count weeks. So the Gemara says, what do you do to that contradiction? The Gemara has various suggestions how to resolve that contradiction. The Gemara says, Amar Abayi, there's no contradiction. Mitzvah the Mimni Yomi, or Mitzvah the Mimni Shavuot. There are two parts to the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to count. The Rambam says there are two parts to the same mitzvah. The Rabbi Yerucham holds there are two different mitzvahs. The Rambam is very strong about this in Sefer Mitzvah. He makes a whole argument that there are not two different mitzvahs. There's only one mitzvah. Mitzvah the Mimni Yomi, Mitzvah the Mimni Shavuot is not two different mitzvahs. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim and perhaps the Mother Rishonim also may seem to agree, but the Rabbeinu Yeruchim is the one who's famous with this. He clearly states that the two distinct mitzvahs, and the Zanshek is in English on Yekayim, that the Sfira Saimer was the Raisa, they would say two different brachas. They would say a bracha on Sfira Sayyamim and count the Yom, they would say a bracha on Sfira Sayyavuot and count the Shavuot. It's only because Sfira Saimer Bizman is there, it's only the Rabbanon, the Gemara says, because we don't have any Omer. You have to count from the day that you bring the Korban Omer. We don't have any Omer Bizman Hazeh. So the Gemara states that Sfira Saimer Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon. So that's why we only say one bracha. We don't say a bracha on the Din the Rabbanon. He gives a very difficult shot. He says that the counting of the days is the Raisa Bizman Hazeh. The Gemara just means the counting of the weeks is the Rabbanon. Wouldn't appear so from the Gemara. So he must have had either a different gears in the Gemara or a different interpretation in the Gemara. He has some new interpretation in the Gemara. In the Chemdas Yisrael, he has a whole, the Chemdas Yisrael is a Sefer by the Kli Chemda on the Sefer HaMitzvah Slah Rambam. A running commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvah Slah Rambam. The comments on the Rambam, on the Ramban, on the Megillah Esther, on the Leif Sameh, all of the Mephosh, that's interesting here. So he has a Ha'orah on this Rabbeinu Yerucham. He tries to explain how in the world did the Rabbeinu Yerucham interpret the Gemara. It doesn't seem to say that in the Gemara. So the Pashtas says he had a different gears than the Gemara. So he says, no, how can he have a different gears? All the Rishonim had the same gears as we have. The Rabbeinu Yerucham was the Talmud of the Rosh. Yeah, they all had the same gears. So he gives you a whole interpretation how, on the mitzvah of Sirius, he gives you how did the Rabbeinu Yerucham interpret the Gemara. So a couple of the Gemara quotes Abaye. Abaye resolves this apparent contradiction that here in Parshas Amor it says you should count the days, and there in Parshas Re it says you count the weeks. Abaye says no contradiction. Mitzvah the Mimni Yomi, Mitzvah the Mimni Shavuot, the two parts to the mitzvah, or the two different mitzvahs, whatever. So the Gemara in Chagiga says, seems to, that's what the Yerusha Meach points out, that Gemara is saying the following. He interprets the Gemara, that counting Sviras HaOmer is what creates Shavuos. The Sviras Kaveh Shavuos, not that Shavuos is the 50th day after Pesach. You have to count the Sviras, and if you could visualize that nobody would count Sviras, then Shavuos wouldn't be. There wouldn't be any Shavuos.
So a person forgets to count,
so no, no, we'll get to it. In a second we'll get to it. So the Gemara says that counting of the Sviras is Kaveh Shavuos, and because Mitzvah Nim Neyomi and Mitzvah Nim Shavuos, therefore we assume that Shavuos will be both a unit of a day and a unit of a week. So whatever the units are that you're counting, that's what the unit will be that you're going to establish in the end. So Shavuos is one day with respect to Issa Malacha and with respect to Karbonos HaMesachim, that you can't bring the Mesachim on another day, with the other Yom HaBot of Karbonos. But Shavuos is also celebrated as an entire week, because in the midst of Nimni Shavuot, you count 7 weeks, so that the 8th week will be a holiday. What holiday? A whole week. So it says, Mikan L'Tashlumin. If you bring the Oilos Riyo all week long. Another, yeah, even on Shavuos, when the 6 days following Shavuos are not Yom Tov at all, so you also have a din of tashlumin. That's why some Hasidim don't say tashlumin for the 6 days following Yom Tov. That's why some Achrenim say a wild chiddush if you forgot to say Shehechion, or the Gemara says you didn't say Shehechion on the first day Pesach, you can say Shehechion all the way to the last day Pesach. What if you forgot to say Shehechion on Shavuos? You say on the second day. What if you forgot to say Shehechion on Kiddush the first day and the second day? So there's a machlekes Achrenim. So some Achrenim say, you didn't say Shehechion, say you lost. That's what I would say. Another Achrenim say, no, since it's Tashlumin Kol, another 7 days after Yom Tov, you have Tashlumin for the Korbanos Olos Riyah, so you can say Shehechion also 6 days after. I don't understand what the Mayan Shemitah Eitzel Hashin. Mayan Shemitah Eitzel Hashin is not there, that there's an answer to. I don't think there's any answer to this. What is this? The Gemara has a different expression. Mayan Yin Gitin Eitzel Nedorim. That the Gemara has no answer to. That's Mamish. Has no shaykhul with it. Why should you be able to stop a Medesh Kliya? Why should you be able to say Shachyanu up until 6 days after the Yom Tov Hashem? That's one day and after any one day. So the idea of Sfiras HaOmer is to be Koveya Shavuos. So that's why the Rishonim explained, the Raavad and the Rash Mishams and the Pirush and Tosfos kind of explained that there would have been a Havamina, maybe it's Taka Maskona also, that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is mitzvah hamutelas ala bezin b'miyuchad, like the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibur Hashan. Yeah, the question is that so? So again, so the Vilna Gaon changes the gears so that it should say Yochel the Bezin. I would have thought that it's mitzvah metalus al Bezin. I would have thought that it's like Kiddush HaChodesh. Kamash Malon that it's not. And the old gears it was that it's not so. So Rav Soloveitch pointed out there's a Cheskuni at the beginning of Parshas Bahar where he has defavished the old gears. The Cheskuni was a contemporary of Rashi. He quotes Rabbeinu Shlomo Sheyichya and he has Kashas on Rashi. Whenever he has a kasha, he writes Chazino Kotir. He sees a difficulty. Chazino Kotir. There's kasha's on. It's a funny loshon he has. So in the beginning of Parshas Bahar, he comments on the pasuk that says pasuk Ches v'safarto l'cha sheva shapso shanim sheva shanim sheva tomim, that the Ramban HaChumash has a subject whether v'safarto l'cha is really a mitzvah that does not work to count spheres hashanim in order to lead up to Yovel. Or it's like Sfira by a Zav and a Zavra. It says, Yisof HaLo Shivas Yomim, or Yisof HaLo Shivas Yomim. It doesn't mean it has to count every day which day it is for the Shivani Kiyim. It just means you should keep track, you should keep Cheshbon, and at the end of the 7 days, it can be Togel in the Mikvah, and they'll be Tohar. So the Ramban raises a Sovik, whether the Sefar Telechon means that Bez Nagal has a mitzvah to count the Peh on Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of every year. This is year number one, the first 14 years after Yeshua Benun came to Eretz Yisrael, Sheva Shekiv, Sheva Shechuk, they didn't count. They didn't count anything because they weren't yet chayv in Shumas and Maisis Menat Torah, so there was no din of Shemitah LeYovel yet. And after the 14 years were up, so then the Rosh Hashanah of the 15th year would be year number one. So should they count on Rosh Hashanah of the 15th year? Shana Zu, Shana Rishayna, it says in the Sefer Telecha, Losh and Yochitz, if there will be a mitzvah to count the Peh, the mitzvah will be Metellus on the Bez Nagon. It won't be a mitzvah on Metellus, I'll call Yochitz the Yochitz.
Right.
What does that mean? But today, why don't we have Yom Tov? The Gemara says there's no Yom Tov because you don't have.
Timing
to Rabbanu,
no
Kalo,
no
Kalo, no Kalo. So Yom Tov not? Moshe didn't make it in Yehudah.
You said
the
Sis Amos is leading up into Shavuos.
Yeah.
So then, just like we have like Shabbos, it's just like Yemen and Mitzvahs and Mitzvahs both have the Shabbos. Mitzvahs and Mitzvahs have the Shabbos. So why should we be Mitzvahs and Sis Amos?
Not exactly part of Shavuos. The Nitzvah is not fulfilled on Shavuos. The Nitzvah is in order to be Kobei Shavuos. The Nitzvah is in order to be Kobei Shavuos. Maybe it's only a Havamina. Maybe that idea is Yochel the Bezin. The Havamina would have been that it's Kobei Shavuos. The Bavli, the Arsameh points out that the Gemara and the Chagiga says that it is Kobei Shavuos. But it could be that that's only the sphere of the Bez Magor was Kavei Shavuos.
Isn't that part and parcel of the mitzvah?
Is
that part of the mitzvah?
No. Pashtis is not the part of the mitzvah of Nihuk Shavuos. It's the mitzvah in order to lead up to being Kavei the Yom Tov Shavuos. And the women have to celebrate Shavuos, the same as the men. That's part of the Nihuk Shavuos. Pashtis, not? The Ramban HaChumash has this topic, whether the Sefer Telecho is really a mitzvah sphere of the Teh HaMutelos al Bez Magor, or it just means the same as the sphere by Zav and Zav. The Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yoyim writes explicitly that it's a mitzvah of Teh and Bez Magor to get up every year on Rosh Hashanah to count Shana Zu, Shana Rishayin, and Shana Tash Shemitah, and then to get up on the 8th year and the 7th year and say this is Shana Shviya Shehi Shana Tash Shemitah. And to keep on going until you mekadosh yovel. That's what the Rambam understood like that. One side in the place, it was a far telecho, it's a mitzvah that they should do sphere of the Teh. It doesn't just mean you should keep track. So the Cheskuni also assumes like that. Cheskuni is about Arishin, days of Rashi. He assumes also like the Rambam, like that one side in the Rambam, that it's a mitzvah that the Bez Magal should count the Teh. So then the Cheskuni starts saying an original chiddush. He thinks that when the Bez Magal gets up every year in Rosh Hashanah and counts his sphere as Hashanim, they don't recite a bracha. Maybe they should say a bracha shekidushana b'mitzvot mitzvah al sfira ashnois ashmita v'yoivo. There's no bracha because there's a Gemara in Menachos that says that when you tie the tzitzis onto the beggar, do you recite a bracha or not? So the Gemara says that should depend on the machlokes amaroi, whether tzitzis is chavis talis or tzitzis is chavis gavra. If you hold tzitzis is chavis talis, that if you have a four-cornered garment that's sitting in the drawer, that's what the Gemara calls klei kufso. A beggar that's sitting in the kufsa, sitting in the box. If you have a four-cornered garment, even if you're not wearing it, you're obligated to put tzitzis on. But then, when you tie the chute tzitzis onto the beggar, you are fulfilling the mitzvah. Not just that you're preparing a talus with which you can fulfill the mitzvah when you want to put it on. You're fulfilling the mitzvah ready right now by tying on the tzitzis. Oh, so then the Gemara says, if the din were that tzitzis would be chovas mona, tzitzis would be chovas akli, chovas abeggar, then you would have to recite a bracha at the time that you tie the chutim into the garment, because that's a mitzvah she'asi yosef gemara mitzvah. When you tie the chutim into the beggar, that's the gemara mitzvah, you're being the kind of mitzvah at that moment. It doesn't mean that according to that opinion in the gemara there's no additional mitzvah when you wear the garment. And according to that opinion that klei kufsa chayov mitzitzis, there's no added mitzvah to wear the tzitzis. You fulfill the same mitzvah whether you buy an arba kamos and you leave it in the drawer, or you hang it on the wall like the Karaim did, or Rizim also, they hung up the talis on the wall in a museum, or you wear the garment. There's no added mitzvah. So Rav Soloveitchik once gave a yorshachim. No, he thinks that Mestava, that even if we have not the pasuk like this opinion, but even if it didn't, would have been like that opinion that tzitzis and chavis talis, there would still be two different mitzvahs. There would be one. This would only be one mitzvah. There's one mitzvah to have tzitzis in a four-cornered garment that you possess, and there's another mitzvah to wear tzitzis. Because the mitzvah tzitzis appears twice in the Chumash also. And one parsha says, "Gedilim tazochal abba kamsos tzusa asher techase ba." There's a verse after asher techase ba. It says that there is a mitzvah to wear the tzitzis. And the other parsha is the question: what we recite every day in Kriyas Shema? What does it say? It doesn't say about where. I'll kantivik dehem, but that's the machloikis. Whether kantivik dehem means you have a beggar, even if you're not wearing it, you have to put on tzitzis. Well, no, kantivik dehem is to be interpreted in light of the other parasha gedilim tazlocha shetachasiba. When you're wearing it, if you're not wearing it, this. So that's how we paskin alpi pashtus. We the Beis Yehuda has a quote the Rishon, it doesn't. We paskin differently, but the pashtus is that we paskin that tzitzis is a chayvah as a gavra, and we say that the parsha shetach hasavah sheds light on the other parsha of Oslam Tisa of Kampavik Dev, that it's only b'shas when you wear. But even according to the other opinion that klei kufso that an Abakantas that's sitting in the Drua Chayovim b'tzitzis, he would also have to admit that when you wear the tzitzis, you fulfill the other additional mitzvah of Asher Techasba, the two different mitzvahs.
And the other one is still that when you wear the mitzvah.
So we assume the Pashtas, leaving out that the Tzitzis, the Shemek, the Rav of Chaim, or whatever, we assume that when you tie the chutim into the tzitzis, there's no mitzvah at all. What can a woman do? What?
No mitzvah. No, not the mitzvah. In Hebrew, the mitzvah
is
the
reason
why men have to do it. But if, you know what I'm saying? But if it's...
I don't understand.
If the fact that...
If the machlokes, but the women can
buy kids. But that's the thing. That's machlokes totally on his machlokes.
No, machlokes and tesis. These ancient tesis and gitman. This is machlokes on Maroi. It's unrelated. Yeah. No, absolutely, totally unrelated. No, different. So the Gemara says that once one of the Amoraim is tying tzitzis in his bag and he said the bracha, Shekudishan Vatzvanu, Allah says tzitzis or something. So the other Amoraim says, what is this that I hear that you're saying a bracha on tzitzis? A bracha levatola. Because the klal is called mitzvah shasiyosu gmar mitzvosu tuna bracha. And if it's not asiyosu gmar mitzvosu, it's not tuna bracha. In other words, that's what Tzitzis says, we pass him based on that Gemara. That tzitzis is chavis gavra, it's not a chavis abeged. When you tie the chutim into the beged, that's just a hechshe mitzvah. That's like buying a pair of film. That's like buying a sukkah. That's like buying a dalad minim. That's not the kima mitzvah. So making the tzitzis is not the mitzvah itself. So it's a hechshe mitzvah, so it doesn't require any bracha. So the cheskunian on the pasuk in the beginning of Bahar, a pasuk ches quotes the allude to that gemara. So he says the Bezna HaGadol, who counts every year, Sfira Shnos Hashmita V'Hayovel, they do not recite a bracha because it's not Asiyasi Gmar Mitzvah, because they don't have a Kima Mitzvah until it comes Yoga. It's not exactly the same as what the Gemara says. The Gemara says if tying the tzitzis is not the mitzvah, then it's only a Hechsher. He says he made a different part. He's taking that Gemara and he's extending it. Even though you are doing a Maisa Mitzvah now, it's not a Hechsher, it's a Maisa Mitzvah, but the Lashon HaGemara was Asiyasa Gemar Mitzvah. If it's not the Gemar Mitzvah, so if you're not completing the Mitzvah now, you're only beginning the Mitzvah, then you can't say a bracha. You only complete the Mitzvah when it comes Yoga. Because the purpose of the Sefer Talacha is that you should lead up to Yoga. That's what the Cheskun is. Then he asks Akash on himself, if that's true, if that's so, why does the Bezen HaGadol recite the bracha when they count Sfiras HaOmer every night? Since the purpose of Sfiras HaOmer is to be Kaveh HaShavuot, so it's not Asiyasa Gemar Mitzvasa, the mitzvah will not be completed until they finish all the 49 nights, until tomorrow will be determined as Shavuot. So how can they say a bracha in the first 48 days? It's not Asiyasa Gemar Mitzvasa. So to this kasha he answers, you're right, the Bezen HaGadol wouldn't have said a bracha when they count Sfiras HaOmer every day. Mitam the mitzvah Bezna Gorl. But the Bezna Gorl are Jewish also. Just like they have to lay tefillin like all the other Jews, and they have to sit in sukkah like all the other Jews, so they have to count Sfiras like all the other Jews also. The chayvet Bezna Gorl that the Bezna Gorl has is to be kaveh shavuos. So that mitzvah is asiyos alav gemar mitzvah. So that they don't fulfill the gemar kima mitzvah until they'll complete the whole mitzvah of the Sfira and be kaveh the next day as shavuos. But the mitzvah, the Torah is called Yachid V'Yachid, that the Bezna Gadol is obligated in as well, that mitzvah is Asiyasa Gemar Mitzvah, so that's not for the purpose of being Kaveh Shavuot. So see explicitly that the Cheskuni clearly had the old Girsa, and he holds that the two distinct mitzvahs in Sfira Shoyma, the mitzvah for the Bezna Gadol to count is for the purpose of being Kaveh Shavuot. And that's only on Bezna Gadol. And mitam that mitzvah, they wouldn't have recited a bracha because it's asiyos alav gemar mitzvah. They're not completing the mitzvah, literally, gemar mitzvah. They're not completing the gemar mitzvah until they've completed the entire minyan and Shavuot will be nikra and nikva the next day. And he says Shemitah is like that. He says in Shemitah, Bezna Gadol does not say a bracha. And the only reason why the Bezna Gadol does say a bracha when they count Sfiras HaOmer is because it's also required of them that they should count. The Torah is called Yachad V'Yachad, that every Sfratim Lachem should take Sfir L'Chol Echad V'Yachad. And the Sfir of the Yechidim is not for the purpose of being Kovei HaShavuot. That's what Asa Lodeshi pointed out. I wish that that's a Beferi Shechaz Kuh. But then, he gave a whole shiur about this in the Shul, in Maria. They gave Barichas, he explained a lot of things with this. And then he asked, about an hour into the shiur, now there's one kasha that's left. Alchanas got one kasha that's left. So Shavuot is not there. Should be only midi rabbanon. How do you have Shavuot there? Right? The Beis Nagadol's counting is kaveh Shavuot. He shouldn't have any Shavuot. The counting of Kol Yachad V'Yachad Cheskuni says is not for the purpose of being kaveh Shavuot. That's why he says it's Asiyos Gemar Mitzvot. Every day he counts, he fulfilled the mitzvah already. But the counting of the Beis Nagadol is but kaveh Shavuot. So that's the kasha. How can you have Shavuot? This is not as there. Shavuot should be midi rabbanon, or not at all, or not at all. Kept on asking Balabat, no, what's shver, what's the kasha? No one's bothered. He said, there's an obvious kasha. Shavuot shouldn't exist. There's not as there. So he said, he looked, he was bothered with the kasha after he saw this chesuni, and he looked around in the and he saw in the Yalkut Shimoni, they quoted the name of a psik to literature. Yalkut Shimoni is a likut of different midrashim. They quote on Parshas and more. They quote a psik to literature that has a special yalkusa that even bizman hazeh you have to observe Shavuot. Why not? That the laws of the Torah don't apply any longer. Why? All the mitzvahs are there. Chavis karka is limited to Abka Torah to some. Mitzvahs are fully involved. Only an answer. Chavis agulf applies throughout all the generations. There are seichem. Honash was seichem, there are seichem. So what's the havamina? That he thought that maybe that's the kavana of the psikta, that the psikta means to bavar in this kasha, that you shouldn't think that only when Beis Nagadol counts the Shavuot comes to existence. But Beis Nagadol is not counting, so Shavuot shouldn't come into existence at all. So it's a mashmal on the pasuk that it does come into existence. So the shaylos atake. So you have a technical source that says that it's okay. So how does it work?
How we answer it?
A pasuk. The psikta has a pasuk that it works. The question is, but how does it work? I forgot the pasuk in Parshas and more about Shavuot. So the psikta has some kind of a phrase that's marba that even bisman hazeh he still observes Shavuot. What does it mean bisman hazeh? Why shouldn't you observe Shavuot bisman hazeh? So it doesn't say why. You could think that maybe since Shavuot, maybe Pesach has a mitzvah matzah and mor, and Shavuot has a mitzvah of and Sukkot has a mitzvah of Sukkot and Dalar Midah. So you can say that maybe even bisman shehinis and mikdashkayim you have to keep those. But Shavuot it only has a mitzvah of hakrovas karbanos hamisafim. So maybe you should think that Banshe and Beis Hamikdash time you don't observe, you don't celebrate Shavuot. Maybe that's the Havamina. So I'll let you quote that wasn't the Havamina. Havamina means Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh means Bizman Shein Beis Nagadol Sofrim. That the purpose of Sfira of Beis Nagadol is to be Kovei Shavuot is. So Bizman Hazeh means not Bizman Shein Beis Hamikdash time, but rather Bizman Shein Beis Nagadol became a mitzvah Sfira. So how will Shavuot be Nikva? So Kamash Bolon, especially Al-Husa, on the Pasuk to cross in the Etzem Ayom Hazeh, I think. You learn that from the Pasuk. Of course, in the essence, because it already says Shavuot. On Rochet Hashavet Hashis Tizkiruch Hamishma and Kaf Tinech Chachadol Shal Hashem. Then it says, "Moshe Yosef and Tavir Lachem Tanufa." It already gives you the korbanos that you bring. You bring the Shtei Lachem on Shavuot. At least in the reason behind it. Then it says, "Of course, in the essence, my name is Amikar Kodesh Shal Lachem." It says you should declare it as a yontif and pass the kaf out. Obviously, it's a yontif. The whole assumption is that it's a yontif all along. So I think that's the first. If you cross in Beit HaMayon HaZeh, Afilu Bizman HaZeh, that you don't have korbanos, you still should celebrate the Yom Tov of Shavuot, even though you don't have these special korbanos. So the question is, Taka, how does it work? Yeah?
On your
Like that's the same question. So how do you have Rosh Chodesh Bizman HaZeh?
Like they have Rosh Chodesh
Bizman HaZeh, and they
have Rosh Chodesh
Bizman HaZeh, and they have Rosh Chodesh Bizman HaZeh. Okay. So Rosh Chodesh pointed out that there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, how did the Rosh HaKadoshim exist Bizman HaZeh? If there's no Bezin being called there Rosh Chodesh, and the Mela had it as Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Pesach and Shavuot exist. Nothing should exist. So the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvot, the Hillel HaShani, who was the Nasi, the great grandson of Rabbi Banasi, was Mekadosh Olach Hadoshim and Ma'abar Ol Hashani and Abiyas HaGoyal. Either dinner, you're not supposed to be Mekadosh Hadoshim in advance. The Gemara says that if you declare Shalom Oberes way in advance, you declare Rosh Chodesh, which when Rosh Chodesh is going to be too far in advance, so then it's not in the Chabad Yevet. The Ramban says, yeah, that's when years are normal, when things are normal. But Hillel HaShani saw that there's going to be great persecution, there won't be any smicha, there won't be any Beis Nagadol, to be kaveh Rosh HaKadoshim. So there was a shas of tzchak, so he went ahead with the din of Atem Afilu Mezidim, Atem Afilu Mutim, Atem Afilu Shogigim, and he declared all the Rosh HaKadoshim and all the Shanim Shutas and Shanim Mubarak. He set down the calendar Ad Biyas HaGadol until Mashiach would come and establish his own Bezin and continue. So according to the Ramban, how do we have Rosh Chodeshim is man hazeh, we still have Kiddush HaChodesh al pi Kiddush Bezin. It's not al pi Hariyah. We don't have Kiddush al pi Hariyah. The Edom don't come. The Edom didn't come to Hillel Sheni and tell him that they saw the moon. How could they see the moon that didn't appear yet? The month didn't come yet. The year didn't come yet. It's not al pi Hariyah. But it's Kiddush HaChodesh alay al pi Hariyah. That's called Atem Afilu Mizidim. That Bez Nagorul has the right to declare Rosh Chodesh whenever they want, even ignoring the Edom, even without Edom, even against the Edom. That's how the Rambam says. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah has a long arichas on this mitzvah, has a kuf nun gimel, very long arichas. Usually Rambam is very brief in the Sefer HaMitzvah. Here he has a long arichas, and he says, no, there's a halacha, and Yad HaZaka, he repeats again the same thing. There exists a halacha l'moshe nisinai of kiddush HaChodesh al pi HaChesvin. That when there's no ability to be mekadosh HaChodesh al pi HaRiyah based on testimony of Edim, who come and say we saw the moon. And if he can't have Bezin declare whether it's a Shana Pshut or Shana Muberes based on their calculations whether it should be a Shana Muberes, then the halacha l'moshe misinai of Kviyas HaLuach al pi HaChesvin sets in automatically, and the Luach happens by itself. It's Kiddush al pi HaChesvin. The halacha l'moshe misinai. Where did the Rambam get the halacha l'moshe misinai? It doesn't say in the Gemara anywhere. So the Goyim have like that. It says in the Shuvah Sagan, Rabbeinu Hananel has like that. So the Ramban says, how can it be a halacha l'moshe misinai? It's a secret. The Gemara never says that there was a halacha l'moshe misinai. How can it be that the Gemara kept it a secret? So the Brisker Rav writes in his Sefer, yeah, that's called the Sod HaIbur. That's the secret. The Gemara called the Sod HaIbur. The Gemara says there was some kind of a secret that had to do with Ibur HaShana. Rabbeinu Hananel says, and not Gemara, Rabbeinu Hananel as representing the opinion of the Goyim. The Sod HaIbur was the deep dark secret of Kiddush HaChodesh and Kriyas HaLuach al pi HaChesvin. That was the secret. They didn't want the Goyim to know. They didn't want anybody to know that the such a thing. So that's the two opinions. How do we have Rosh Chodesh Bizman and this? So this... Ramban says that Hillel HaSheni knew that there are going to be persecutions, and he knew that there won't be a Bezin that will be able to continue to make Kiddush HaChodesh and Rosh Hashanah. So he personally declared all the Rosh Chodeshim and all the Shonim Uvaros at Bias HaGoel when there should be Rosh Chodesh and when it should be. He fixed the calendar that we have, and he declared, I hereby Mekadesh with one act of Kiddush all the Rosh Chodeshim that I want to become Rosh Chodesh and all the years that I want to become Shonim Uvaros. I already declare them now as Shonim Uvaros. I think Gemara says if you declare Shonim Uvaros before the year begins it's not Chal. So the Ramban says not because it's the Dovish Lobo Le'Yorlam. Years, but it won't be Rabbanim who will be able to be Mekadosh Hadoshim. So then you revert back to the Din Derais, that Tam Afilim is Eden, so you declare Rosh Chodesh even years in advance. You declare Shalom Averis years in advance. Okay, well, I didn't say over the whole Rambam. I'll say over another part that he said over already, so I think it may be Paramsa. So let's see, let's get back over here. So this Yalfusa that the Psikta Zutras, I think, has from the prophet of Grasim there, from Ayyam Azem Mitra Kodesh, that even his mama there, that there's no Bez Nagorul counting, we still have Shavuot. So how does the Tachta work? Bez Nagorul has to count in those Bikaver Shavuot, how does it work? So you could say, along the lines of the Ramban, if you hold like the Rambam, that is man, that is no Bezin that has the ability to be Mikadosh Chodoshim, then you have Kiddush HaChodesh al pi HaChesvin as Halacha L'Moshe Nisinai, then maybe that's what this Pasuk is saying as well, that you can have Shavuos Bizman Hazeh. So you ask, what do you need a Halacha L'Moshe Nisinai for? Say it's this Pasuk. Maybe it's one and the same thing. Maybe it's talking the same thing. I don't know. But the Rambam there adds on something in addition. The Rambam says that It's because there are some Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, because there were some Jews living in Eretz Yisrael throughout all the generations observing Rosh Chodesh and observing the Yom Tov on the right days, that the Rosh Chodeshim were Nikra and the years were determined as Shana Peshuta, Shana Beres, and so on. And if Chalila there wouldn't have been any Jews living in Eretz Yisrael throughout all the generations observing the Rosh Chodesh and the Yom Tovim, then the whole calendar system would have been collapsed, would have collapsed a long time ago. But there wouldn't be any Yom Tov, there wouldn't be any Rosh Chodesh. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised he would never wipe out the Jewish nation, so therefore there are only Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rambam sounds like he says. So you see, first of all, the Rambam is assuming that the Iker of the Jewish nation are those who live in Eretz Yisrael. Those living in Chutz La'aretz, they're also Jewish. But they're not the Iker of Kfar Yisrael. So Haftacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that he won't wipe out Kfar Yisrael means that he will always have Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. That's number one he's speaking of. Then number two, the question is, what does the Rambam mean? That if there wouldn't have been any Jews living in Eretz Yisrael any 1 month, that then Rosh Chodesh wouldn't have been Nikva. Why? But the Rambam himself says that in Man Hazeh you have Kiddush HaKadosh Api HaChejben, HaLachon Moshim Sin, that it happens by itself. So why does he say, if it happens by itself, so why do you have the Jews living in Eretz Yisrael? So obviously the Rambam seems to imply that you need some kind of a combination over here, that Kiddush HaKadosh Api HaChejben doesn't really mean so simply that it happens by itself. What it means is, like you mentioned earlier, that the Beit Din HaGadol, when they existed, used to declare Rosh Chodesh and Shana Peshuta, Shana Meberes, not the Torah's Beit Din HaGadol that they have the power to pass Mishar, but rather the Torah's the representatives of Kfar Yisrael. And really it's Kfar Yisrael who should determine this. Kfar Yisrael as a whole should determine when Rosh Chodesh is, whether the Shana should be to be Kaveh Luach, to be Kaveh the Jewish calendar. You're going to have each person do whatever he wants, so you can't have that. So you have to have Beit Din HaGadol representing Kfar Yisrael. So the Zman is there. True, we have a halacha l'moshe m'sina, the Rambam calls it, that you can have the Rosh Chodesh and Nikva and the years determined as a Shana Meberes without Beit Din HaGadol. But what it means is, that's Rav Soloveitchik Shir, what it means is that the power is reverted back to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael means those Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. So how do they do it? So they don't do it with an act of Beit Din. No, the Beit Din has to act as a Beit Din as representing Klal Yisrael, but when it goes back to Klal Yisrael, so they don't do it with Torah's Beit Din. They don't have to have smicha. So the Ramban asks on the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and it says in Kufin Gimel, what is the Rambam talking about? The Jews in Eretz Yisrael who observe Rosh Chodesh. But there are no people in Eretz Yisrael who have smicha. What are you talking about? Nobody has smicha. There's no bezin there. Who is being mekadosh and chadosh? So Rav Soloveitchik explained the Rambam, he doesn't think the Rambam means that there were Jews who are mekadosh Rosh Chodesh. It means that the koyach ha-bezin ha-goru in the first place, the kaveh ha-luach, came from the fact that they represent Klal Yisrael. So now that there's no Beit Din HaGadol, so Kerak goes back to Klal Yisrael. So the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, when they're Noheg, when they do an act of Nihug on Rosh Chodesh, and they're Noheg when Yom Tov is, and they're Noheg whether it's a Shana Peshuta, Shana Meberes, so their Nihug is Kaveya, whether the year will be in Meberes, or whether the month will be a Chodesh Meubar, or a Chodesh Choster, or a Chodesh Mal.
They have different...
So they're Kaveya when Rosh Chodesh is. The male of Anish Chodesh is, we'll know when Yom Tov is. And then, when we know when they were Kaveh, when Yom Tov is, then that affects us, since we have a din of Sfeik of Yom, so we have to observe 2 days. But they're the ones, if there are only 10 Jews in Eretz Yisrael, so they're the ones who are called 5 Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, and they're 1 Jew living in Eretz Yisrael. Chisel down to them. I feel it, and I feel that. 1 religious Jew living in Eretz Yisrael. And he's observing when Anish Chodesh is, when it's Shana Pshut, the Shana Muberi, so he's the Klal Yisrael, he's Kaveh, the Rosh Chodeshim and the Shana Muberes, and based on his kviyas is chal for everybody else.
So
that's what the Rambam thinks.
Okay. They're the ones that are
collect. Top, very good. Okay. Yeah. So if
what do you mean?
That is Allah Mishinah. That the power of Beit Din reverts back. The power of Beit Din really stems from the fact that they represent Klal Yisrael. And the power is given back to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael meaning those Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. They don't have to be musmachim. The religious Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, they are the Klal Yisrael. So when they are Noheg, the Rosh Chodeshim and the Yom Tovim and the Shana Meberes and the Shana Peshuta, their Nihug is Kaveya when the Yom Tovim will be. So if one says like that, perhaps one can learn that that's the Diur in this particular literacy here. That what? This manjiyesh bez nagodol, so the bez nagodol counts spirit time. And this spirit kaveya shavuos. This manjiyesh ain't bez nagodol, So the Svira Kol Yachid V'Yach, so we take over the Koyach of the Bez Magonim. So our counting Svira Soimer is Koveya Shavuos. Maybe that's the pshat. So then the Tezkuni splits the two mitzvahs. He says only the counting of the Bez Nagol was for the purpose of being Kaveh. Counting of Kol Yachav Yachav was not. It was Tama mitzvah. Maybe the pshat is that the counting of Kol Yachav Yachav, those who live in Eretz Yisrael, let's say, Pai Ram, those who live in Eretz Yisrael, so their counting is Kaveh when Shavuos is going to be. Maybe that's the pshat. Yeah, but that's of course only on the assumption that Sphira Saimu Bizman Azeh is there, right? Taisvis and Iran and the Shulchan Aruch and Magen Avraham passing that Sphira Saimu Bizman Azeh is only the Rabbanim. The Gemara says Sphira Saimu Bizman Azeh is the Rabbanim.
Well, that makes a difference then. It's still being
Koveh at the day of the Shavuot. I mean, your Koveh at the day is not Aydei Sphira, just by Nihug. Just like by Kiddush HaChodesh is Nihug. Could be. Could be. Shailan Shulchan Aruch regarding this drasha of Sfartam Lachem Shetei Sfira L'chol Echot V'Yechot. Some want to say there's a Tshuvas HaRashbo that they feel full about. Some want to say that although we generally allow Shemeh Koine in all mitzvahs of Amir, let I recite Kiddush and you listen and you Yoytze Shemeh Koine, or I recite Havdolah, or I read the Megillah, or I blow Shofar, so I say Shemeh Koine, you're paying attention to my Tzvir Shofar, is considered as if you yourself were Tokei the Shofar. So what about by Sphira Simon? If one person will count Sphira, will you say Shemeh Kohen or not? Does someone say no? It says in Sfatim Lachem Shetei Sphira Cholechot V'Yechon, that Pasuk requires that each person should count separately, that you wouldn't allow Shemeh Kohen. The Pasuk Pshat in the Drasha is not at all that. Pasuk Pshat is in Sfatim Lachem in contrast to Shemeshuot Tizkolach, that you shouldn't think that it's only a mitzvah on Bez Nazarul. It says no. Sfatim Lachem, Sphira Cholechot V'Yechon, it's a Chavis HaYochid. And how does one fulfill a Chavis HaYochid? By Kiddush and Abdullah, that if one person counts Sphira, everybody else can be Yotze with Shemir Koine. Why not? But there is such a suggestion in the Tshuvas HaRashbo that may be included in the Drasha is also the Drasha, the main part of the Drasha is that it's a Chavis HaYochid, not a Chavis Bez Mazon. But perhaps also included in the same Drasha is that you wouldn't allow Shemir Koine. Then there's a further detail, Machlekes and Achronim, would you allow Shemir Koine and the Drasha? Maybe even if you all like this Svara in the Tshuvas HaRashbo that you don't allow Shemeh Koine on the Sphira, but that's only on the Sphira, that's the Pasuk, the Svara Tzmalachem Sphira L'chalach HaVeyach, but on the Brachah Asher Kedushonu B'Mitzvah Sivtona on Sphira Soimer, maybe there you should say that you would allow Shemeh Koine. So one person can say the Brachah to be Moitzi everybody, and then we would require everybody to say their own Sphira Soimer. And there's one opinion in Achronim, the Pirim Gordon quotes the Machleg, there's one opinion in Achronim that no, that just like you don't allow Shemeh Koine on the Sphira, you wouldn't allow Shemeh Koine on the Brocha, and everybody has to say their own Brocha. Does the Gor tell him, why in the world should that be so? You shouldn't allow Shemeh Koine. That you shouldn't allow Shemeh Koine on the Sphira doesn't really make any sense, but at least you can see where someone got such an idea. That included in that Gzeres HaKosev also is that you don't allow Shemeh Koine. But where is there Gzeres HaKosev? You don't allow Shemeh Koine on the Brocha. That's a mamish from Tzinia. Doesn't make any sense. Not even from Tzinia. Doesn't make any sense to it. So that L'chaire only makes sense according to the Rav Yoh. The Mardukhai quotes in the name of the Rav Yoh. I guess it's in the original. Now we have the Rav Yoh available. The Rav Yoh says that when you count Sphira Soimer, you count with a shin. You say, Ashir Brocha, Ashir Kedushan, Abim Mitzvah, Svetzvan, Al Sphira Soimer, Sheh HaYayim, Shlosho, Shloshim Yom, Sheheim, etc. Sheheim Abba Shavuos, Rechamisha Yom Abayim. What do you mean Sheha Yom? It reads out the opinion that the Sphira Soimer is not that you recite a bracha and then you do a mitzvah of counting the Yom. The Takon of the Rabbonim. In a Torah, all you have to do is count Sphira Soimer. With the Rabbonim, it's starting to recite a bracha, not you recite a bracha in advance of the Sphira and then you do the mitzvah of Sphira. With the Rabbonim, they're all misaken that you shall fulfill Sphira Soimer in the Nusach of a bracha. Like they're all misaken that you have to recite Kiddush on Shabbos in the Nusach of a bracha. They could have been misaken Kiddush that you sing Zmiris. The covered Shabbos. You couldn't be Yotze Kiddush Deraisa in the form of Zmiris also. Who says you have to say a bracha? But the Chachamim, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, who are Misakin, Kedushin, the Havdalah, the Gemara says they're Misakin all in the course of the bracha. So they're all Misakin, but we should fulfill Kiddush and Havdalah in the Nusach of the bracha. So over here, the Rav Yoh is not the opinion. They're all Misakin that you have to fulfill the mitzvah of Sfiras Yomim, and in the nusach of a bracha you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Hashem Tzadik 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 That the minyan and the mitzvah of the day should be the gemara of the nusach of bracha. That's how the Vilna Gaon points out that the Rav Yoh is l'shitas on another din. The Mechaber quotes the din of the Rav Yoh that if a person says the bracha al Sfiras Yomim thinking that tonight is Lamed Beis Boimer, and then he hears the Chazan count, and then he hears tonight's Lamed Boimer, so he counts correctly. So the Rav Yoh raises the problem, maybe he has to repeat the bracha over again. Since at the time that he said the bracha, he thought that he's going to count Lamed Beis, and then he realized that he counts Lamed Gimel, so maybe he has to count the bracha, maybe he has to say the bracha over again. So the Rav Yoh relates this to the Gemara and brachas at the end of the first parak, when the Gemara says if a person has a cup of water, and he thought that it was wine, and he starts off saying Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Adaita, to conclude the bracha by saying Baruch Pri Hagafen, and then he realizes that it's not wine. If he's going to say Baruch Pri Hagafen on the water, he won't even be Yotze B'Yevet. So he corrects himself and he says Shehakol Miyevet Varch. So he's good. He said the bracha properly from the beginning to the end is good. So the Gemara has any baya whether it's good or no good. Is he Yotze the bracha now? Since when he said the beginning of the bracha, he intended to conclude the bracha improperly. So it's a sophic in the Gemara. So how do you pass him? So with respect to Birchas HaMoed and Kiddush, which are brachas deraisa, there would be machmir. If that person ate a whole meal, he had a sandwich, then he had ice cream at the end, and he has to recite Birchas HaMoed, and he forgot, so he has to say Birchas HaMoed. So he has a mind. Oh, I'm going to say Bar Nefesh and run. Right. Starts saying Baruch Atosh and Makanim Afon. He's about to say Bar Nefesh, and he realizes what Bar Nefesh is. Not only did he have the ice cream dessert, he had him the sandwich. So he says, it keeps on going. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that that's no good. But since when he said, he had the diet to say, which would not be sufficient for the sandwich. And then he corrects himself and he says, so that's the Yibayi Delev Sheet in the Gemara, then in a bracha deraisa you go lechumra, and only in a bracha derabbanan you go lechula. Let's say, Shahakol, Adama, those kind of things. In the Zaynus, a bracha derabbanan you go lechula. But in a bracha deraisa you go lechumra. So the Rav Yoh says, very strange, Rav Yoh says that since Sfiras Yomim b'zman hazeh is only the Rabbanon, so the fellow counts, if the fellow says the bracha adaita to say Lamed Beis, and then he realizes that it's Lamed Gimel when he counts the correct Sfira, but since b'zman hazeh, Sfiras Yomim is only the Rabbanon, so you can be mekel in the Yibayi Leiv Sheet and the Gemara brachas. But b'zman hamikdosh, if this were to happen to you, when the Mashiach will come and they build the Beis hamikdosh, then you're going to have to say over the bracha. The Brisker Rav is quoted in the Shiur Mamanachas as asking on the Rav Yoh, he doesn't understand what in the world is he talking about. The bracha is the same bracha all the time. Asher Kedushan Abib Ben Sos and Tzivan Al Sfira Sayim, it's the same Nusach HaBracha. He says the same bracha every night. So he started saying the bracha adaita to say the right bracha, but to count the wrong number. Then he corrected himself and counted the right number. So why is this the equivalent of the Gemara's Yibayi Lev Shita when the fellow started counting, when the fellow started reciting the bracha adaita to say the wrong Chasimus Abracha, and then he corrected himself. It's not analogous, it's not comparable at all. So the Brisker Rav is quoted as saying the Kasha and he had no Teret. So this Kasha was asked by the Vilna Gaon and it's beer on the Shulchan Aruch, and he gives the Teret. He asked the Kasha and he gives the Teret that this is the Rav Yoh Lishitasa, that the Rav Yoh is the one whom the Mordechai quotes as saying that he can't share Hayom. So the minion and the mitzvah of the Sphere of Lama that he can't think of an essential Teret is part. It's part of the bracha. That's the final line in the Nusach HaBracha. So it's mamish comparable to the Gemara bracha. So they started off by saying the bracha adaita to conclude the Nusach HaBracha one way, and then he realizes in the middle that he has to conclude the Nusach HaBracha with Lag BaOmer, with a different Nusach. So that's why it's in the Yibayi Leiv Shita. So he said b'zman hazeh that Sfiras Yomim is only the Rabbanan, you go the Kula. B'zman HaMikdosh that it's mitzvah deraisa, Sfiras Yomim you go the Kula. Rashi points out on the Parashat HaMoados that it says in the very beginning and at the very end of the Parashat HaMoados the same pasuk repeated Elo Me'ad HaShem Shetikru Ostom Ostom Chosav Rav, and you read it Atikru Yosem Ela Atem Atem Afilu Mizidim, etc. So it has it in pasuk Beis in Perek Chav Gimel, and then it has it at the very end the same thing repeated again Osam Chasavav, and you say Atikri Osam Ela Atem. The Rashi says, why is it? The Rashi quotes from the Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Elamei Adashem Shetikru Osam, again Chasavav. Molei Chasav is very important. The Gemara Darshan is a lot of Molei Chasav. So the Gemara Darshan says, the Sifra Darshan is again Osam Mezatem. So Rashi says, why do you need two Drashas? The Rashi answers, the first Pasuk refers to Kiddush HaChodesh, and the second Pasuk refers to Ibur HaShana. that both by Kiddush HaChodesh and Anibur HaShana you have the same din, that Atem Afilu Mizidim, etc. But even if Bez Nagol made a mistake in the Kiddush HaShana, it's also Chama. This is the Minhaschina quotes this Rashi, B'Shem Nisifro, Teyefkan, Etzlach, the last daf in Brochus. Etzlach has a comment on a Gemara. That the Gemara... Gemara learns that from two different psukim that you can only do Kiddush HaFaydash and Ibra HaShana in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutzlars. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has one pasuk and the Gemara in Brochus has a different pasuk. So yes, how come there's a contradiction? How come the Gemara has two different psukim? So the Tzlach explains why you need two different psukim. At one pasuk is talking about Kiddush HaFaydash, one is talking about Ibra HaShana, and B'Teich HaDvarim he explains that by Ibra, it's necessary for his interpretation, that for Ibur HaShana you don't apply Atem HaFilim Mizidim Atem HaFilim Shogim Atem HaFilim Mizidim. That only applies to Kiddush HaChodesh. So in the Gemara and the Bavli it only appears in connection with Kiddush HaChodesh, not with respect to Ibur HaShana. This is therefore the pasuk in Tzion Teitzei Seira, that in Tzion, in Eretz Yisrael, they invent Kimitzion Teitzei Seira, they invent Torah. How can you invent Torah? You can't invent Torah. Either it's correct or it's incorrect. If it's correct, it's not an invention, it's a discovery. You can discover Torah, but you can't invent Torah. So he says, no, by Kiddush HaFaydash, you can invent Atem Afilum Mutim. Even if your mamish make a mistake, within reason, if you make a mistake and you declare that this month is only going to have 25 days, that doesn't go. You can't have more than 30 days, you can't have less than 29 days. And a year can't have more than 13 months, and you can't have less than 12 months. But within this range is Atem Afilu Mutim, even if they make a mistake. So that's called inventing Torah. Kimitzian Teitzei Seira is the pasuk that teaches you that Kiddush HaChodesh has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. But you cannot derive in that pasuk Ibur HaShana taking place in Eretz Yisrael, because Ibur HaShana can make a mistake or not Pichal. Ibur HaShana is only a discovery, it's not an invention on the part of the Bet. So that has to be learned out from a different pasuk. So then he explains that, why don't you learn out Kiddush HaChodesh? And that pasuk explains why you need to. Why the pasuk for Kiddush HaChodesh can't teach you Ibra HaShana, why the pasuk for Ibra HaShana can't teach you Kiddush HaChodesh. That's a famous plot. On the last daf in Brochus, the Gemara discusses the fact that Rabbi Akiva was in Kaddish Kadosh and Mechutz La'aretz. The Gemara says, how are you talking? You're not allowed to do it. And the Gemara quotes the pasuk. The pasuk explains why you need the two pasukim, the one from the first parak Sanhedrin and the one from the last daf in Brochus. So the Minchas Chinuch here said that's against Rashi. The Rashi HaChumash says that you have two psukim. One is Kiddush HaChodesh, one is Ibra HaShana. Unless you'll say, that's what the Minhag says. Unless you say, Stam Sifro Rav Yude, and the other Tanaim disagree. How do you know that Stam Sifro Rav Yude means that it's only Rav Yude holds like that, and all the other Tanaim disagree? So he quotes, no, there is a Gemara. So do I have the Gemara of the Pharisee that the other Tanaim disagree? There is a Gemara in the first parak in Sanhedrin. But the Gemara discusses what if the Bez Nagavah wants to declare a Shalom Buberet, they want to add on another Sheni in order to perform Pesach another month ahead, because everybody's tummy, the Rov HaTzibur is tummy, and they don't want everybody to bring Korban Pesach to Tumah. They would prefer to push off Pesach for another month, so by the time Pesach will come a month later, the majority of the Tzibur will have everybody will have a chance to become Tohar, so the Pesach, Korban Pesach will be Korban the Tahara. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim, is that a valid reason for postponing Pesach? So the Gemara says, well, it depends whether you hold tumah huchri b'tzibur, a tumah duchri b'tzibur, machlekes in yom adavot, machlekes amaroyim, the Gemara says it's really a machlekes hatanaim. And the first parak in Sanhedrin, the Gemara quotes the machlekes hatanaim. If you hold tumah duchri b'tzibur, that means b'koshe hitira torah, and if you can avoid it, you really should recommend that you should avoid it. Then it's recommended that you should make Ibra HaShana. But if you hold tumah Hutra b'tzibur had to gomor, not b'koshi, so that's no reason at all to be ma'abar et hashon. So that's the machlokes whether lachatchila you're permitted to be ma'abar et hashon or biglal hatum.
Why do you think
the Pesach Sheni means if the Rov HaTzibur brought the Tahara on Pesach Rishon, then the Yechidim who would come cannot bring on Pesach Rishon. They have to be nipped for the Pesach Sheni. But if the Rov HaTzibur is Tamei, so the din says that they can bring a Pesach Rishon. They don't bring Pesach Rishon, they bring Pesach Rishon. But that's the dispute. Is that Hutro or the Chuya? You can't tell from that parasha.
No, I'm saying if they want to push it off, but they want to be bringing the Tahara.
Right? And then there's still going to be people who are going to bring Pesach Sheni 2 months later. The Rov HaTzibur will bring Pesach Rishon, and in the news there's always going to be people who are Tamei.
So it's going to be half of the women didn't go to mikveh. The women are half of the month that Tommy, half of the month that Torah. The men are also half of the time that Tommy, half of the time. We hope not. If they're Tommy, then so they can't eat. So goodbye. Next week. If they can't, they can't. So the Gemara has three sheets there. One opinion is that you're permitted lahatchila to be ma'aber es hashana biglal hatuma. The other opinion is you're not permitted to be ma'aber biglal hatuma, but b'diyevid imibruha mi'uberis. If b'diyevid you were ma'aber es hashana biglal hatuma, it would be valid, even though it's not a good reason. And the third time it says, I feel b'diyevid imibruha m'snei hatuma, eino mu'uberis. So the Achrayim ask, why is b'diyevid eino mu'uberis? Why is b'diyevid eino mu'uberis? Obviously the reason why is because Atem Afilu Mutim doesn't apply to Yibra Hashana. That's exactly the Machlokes Satanam. So he says, true, this is true quoted by Rashi and Chumash. It's of the opinion that it says twice Atem. Once for Kiddush HaKodesh, once for Yibra Hashana, then in both you say Atem Afilu Mutim. But the last Tana, whom we Paskin like, disagrees. The last Tana says Afilu B'dayevin in the Brua is Shana how we Paskin. We pass the Tumah Dechui B'tzibah. We don't take the rest is not relevant. But the last time apparently is on the opinion that it, that since Tumah Tuchah B'tzibah and it's not a valid reason, so even B'dayevin in the Brua ain't no bear. It's not even good B'dayevin. The Shaila is if you want to hold not so. If you want to say that everybody agrees that Atem Afilim Mutim applies even to Yibur Hashanah, that's the Pashtus. It's hard to make a split between Kiddush HaKadosh and Yibur Hashanah. So then the question is, what do you do with that Gemara? How can the Gemara say that Afilu B'diyevid Eino Mu'uberis? That's the problem. That's the Minhag Mishnah quote. That's the problem. So Soloveitchik suggested an interesting answer. He said, when you make Yibur Hashanah, the Gemara and the Tosefta have barichas about this, there's a Bez Nagar used to send out a letter to all the Jews declaring, we have declared this year as a Shana Mu'uberis because of this reason, that reason, and the other reason. They would give the reason. When you give a psak, when the Bez Nagar gives a psak, they don't have to give the reason. So we pass in Yechai, we pass in Yechai. So whenever Bez makes a psak based on an error, so it's wrong, it's wrong. When we make Kiddush HaKodesh, even B'toed, that's Allah, Atem HaFilu Mutim, even when an error is psak. But if they make Yibur HaShonah an error, would it be Chal or not, should depend what the Nusach of the Yibur HaShonah was. If they say, we hereby declare Shonah Mu'uberis. Now why did they declare Shonah Mu'uberis? They had a session. And they were giving them economic reasons. And they were giving them religious reasons. Why? Because Pesach and this and the roads are no good and the people, all the regalim have to travel and the snow didn't melt yet. The Gemara has all kinds of reasons. And then it turns out that all the reasons are not true. That the newspaper men made up stories and they printed this and they fooled the Rabbanim and they made Shonah Mu'uberis improper. So then it should depend. When they did the act of Yibur HaShonah, did they say Shonah Zu Mu'uberis because of reason A, B, C? Or did they just say Shana Zumu Beres? If they said Shana Zumu Beres, period, and they had the reasons in the back of their mind, they spent hours and hours and hours reading these newspapers and all these reports and everything, and it came out that the whole thing was a fraud, but they didn't incorporate that error into the psak, so then, l'chara, then you should apply the din about them. Afilu Mutim, since the psak is a clean psak, even though it's based on an error, so I say, Atem Afilu Mutim, similar to Kiddush HaKodesh. But most of the time in Yibur HaShonah, all the time came out. Most of the time or all the time, they would always incorporate into the letter the reason why they're ma'aber. They would write, Shana Zumu Beres, because of the roads are so poor, and the conditions are bad, and the travelers won't be able to come, or that the goats or the lambs are not big enough, and you have to bring lambs to shef to the Korban Pesach, and we wanted to postpone Pesach another month that the lamb should be fatter in order to kill them, or because it was so much rain in the winter that the tanurim melted away, and they won't have tanurim to broil the Korban Pesach, so we want to have another month in order to manufacture tanurim, or whatever reason they can have. These are reasons that the Tosefta and the Gemara have, because of the tanurim, and because of the highways, and because of the snows, and the people in Chutzpah got stuck, and they won't want to come next year. There was a strike, there's an airplane strike, and they won't want to come next year, because they got stuck, so you have to give them a break. Different reasons that they have. So if they incorporate the reason into the Yibur HaShonah, and then it turns out that reason was wrong, then Hasvara no Senes, that there you can say that Atem Afilu Mutim, even though they made a mistake. The Psak itself is has a mistake in the Psak, so they're the Svara no Senes, that it's no good at all. Mm-hmm. So that's why perhaps the Gemara says that if you hold that Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur, and they say Shana Zumu Beres Mipsnei HaTumah, that it says the reason into the Psak, and the reason is Mamash Baloney, the reason is Mamash wrong. So then the Din of Atem Afilu Mutim would not apply.
But then you have all the day milchal. They find out the 12th or 13th of
whatever month this is, that they shouldn't have made other days, they should have made an Isra. They get to notify anybody.
I mean, they better find out the same day that they made the Ibra Shana that the Ibra Shana is not Chal. They better find that fit, otherwise they're going to have big problems. Okay. Okay. That's the problem of explaining
potential,
for the people. Okay. The big problem. The Torah speaks of the Karbonis that you have to be on the Yom Tov Milvad Nidrechem Nidrechem Mishumas Yetzam. The Ramban points out from the Ibn Ezra that there seem to be three distinct types of Karbonis. You have Nedu Nedove Matona. What is Nedu Nedove? We know from the Mishnah in the first parak in the Gilas. It says Mabe Nedu Nedove. Nedu is Haim Hare Alai. Nedove is Haim Hare Zu. If he says Hare Alai, it's Kai Bachu Yusuf. The Behemoth gets lost. If he says Hare Zu, he didn't take a Nedu. So he's not Kai Bachu Yusuf. The Behemoth gets lost and lost. So what's Matona? And he gives it over to the Kohen and tells the Kohen that he should make it into a shlomi, should make it into an oil. The Gemara has that Hillel, the oil like more Lord than the Karbanah of Hillel. Hillel lived 100 years before the Churban Abayis, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. The Hillel brought Karbanah in the Beit HaMikdash. And he never wanted anybody to violate the Hillel and his Karbanah. So he would never Magdash a Karbanah, put from Mikdash and then bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. Somebody may violate the Hillel until he'll bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. He always brought it to the Beit HaMikdash when he was about to hand it over to the Kohen. It would be Magdash then, and then there's only half a minute left, so no one would have a chance to be Moil in his Karbanah. He wanted to prevent Me'il of the Karbanah. But that doesn't seem to be what the Ibn Ezra is referring to. Ibn Ezra is saying a different part of the Matan. Certainly give it Kulin to the Kohen. You're not Magdash the second before you give it to the Kohen. You give it to the Kohen in Behemoth Kulin, and then the Kohen, when he does the Shlita, he does the first Avoida, he does it, the Shem Moil, the Shem Shlamim, the Avoida will be Mekadish the Karbanah. That's a new concept. Normally what you do is you magdish a kdushas peh before and it gets a kdushas korban, and then you do the avodah on the animal that already has a kdushas korban. And here the Ibn Ezra is saying a new word that you can take a behemoth kulin. If I take your behemoth kulin and I shech to the shem shlom, it's not going to become a shlom. Ain't on the magdish behemoth shein shalom. That's a double question. But if I take my behemoth, or if I give my behemoth to the kohen and I authorize him, I give him permission to, he doesn't have to say harezu shlomim and then shech to the shem shlom. When he shech to the shem shlom, the avodah that he does, the Shem Shlomim seems that it would be Mekadosh, it would make it into a Karban Shlomim.
Is Bar Lev Kulim Bar Zor?
Apparently not. Kulim Bar Zor is when we shecht it to the Shem Shlomim, Shem Kulim. Right, but if we shecht it to the Shem Kodshim, and it becomes thereby a Karban, so that's not a violation of Kulim Bar Zor. There is a thesis in the end of Kulim. Kulim Bar Zor, Kulim Bar Zor, I think it's next to Lev Zor, where the thesis discusses the possibility of bringing Behemoth Sirini Dachas as a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Shah Melech and the Ephraim asked that that's impossible. Behemoth Sirini Dachas is also Ba'anur. And if it's Yisuri HaNur, so the Gemara says it's Zaina Bishustoi. And whatever Zaina Bishustoi, he can't be Magdish. How can Taisa talk about the...
what do you mean to this?
Unless maybe that's what Tesis means. Maybe so, here he says. On Kufnim and Alpha Lamutik before Yerani Dachas. So Achim the Behemoth Yerani Dachas, the Mabud and Hibdisha, the Ekrivo, in his Kobe Kosh, Achim the Retray for Kani. Tesis has a topic, would it be good or not? So the Shah Melech and the Kazanish and others in between them ask Kakashi, what are we talking about? How can you be Mabudish Behemoth Yerani Dachas? It's also about Noah. Das banor, so the Gemara says, "Mavu kama daf mem hey." That if the Gemara din is das banor, he gdisha in a mukdash, and the hagdash is not come. So how can you bring it? So maybe what Tosis means is this. Maybe they mean to be magdash, you have to have a koyach bailus. And if it's ainu bishus, if it's suri hamor, it's ainu bishus, so you can't. But if you do an avoida, the shame shlomim or the shame oilo, so maybe the avoida can be kaveyed as a shlomim or an oilo, even though you don't have the koyach to be magdash. Maybe not.
What do you say that by
It's a good taina, but that's the Tzais quotes of the Gemara in Bava Kamma. That's Memheda. So it's like that. That if I have a shor on this galach, a Gemara din, the shor on this can be shor shahar v'sa'odim, v'nigban din alamisa. The shor on this galach, a Gemara din, is otza b'ano. The Gemara says, ikdisha ena mugdisha. If you magdisha, the hegdish is not chak. So the simple, that's the Tzais quotes, a simple translation in Mara. Rabbeinu Tam in Sanhedrin Daf Pei has a different understanding of that Gemara. He says it doesn't mean the hegdish is not chak. It means that the behemoth doesn't get off the hook. The hegdish is not going to help. The hegdish is chal, but the bezin, the attorney is going to get that behemoth away from the hegdish and is going to give him isa anyway. The hegdish is not going to save the animal's life. That's what it means. Hegdish ain't a mugdish. It's not going to help. But the tzais learns the pashup shot like the other mishnah, not like the rabbi Natan reinterpreted. The pashup shot, hegdish ain't a mugdish. The hegdish is not chal. Why? Either because the suri hamnu arein shaloi. Some poskim hold, some rishon, the ritva holds, or because it's around, no, reine b'shusa, machlekes, but it's either reine shaloi, reine b'shusa. That's how it's usually assumed. So it's either reine shaloi, reine b'shusa, then you can't be magdish at all. So that's what the yes can tesis. What's tesis talking about over there? You're magdish, b'hem, it's only dachas, and they have a suffix, even in the slave of kaimo, and you shecht it, maybe the shchita of the korban is not a kosher shchita, because it's only the slave. Forget about the shayla of the shchita, whether the shchita is good or not. How is the hakdosh at chal? If it's suri hamno, a behemoth only dachas is yisuri hamno. So if it's yisuri hamno, the hakdosha can't be chal because it's ain't a bishus. That's the taina that I'm finding it. Today said also we have the din of siru nuntai from Lebanon. The pasuk says you're not permitted to be makar agabi on mizbeach a behemoth balasmu, and then it says of yartzichem lo yisasu, and you're not allowed to cause that a behemoth should become. You're not permitted to be Masara today. And the Gemara, this is in Perik Chav Bey, Chav Dalar. The Yartzacham Loisasa, the Gemara in Shabbos, that Kuf Yud, on the day, one moment, the Kuf Yud, Aleph, on the day, that the day of Shemana Shrotzim, the whole Perik Shemana Shrotzim in Shabbos, we just learned the first Dalar. And the rest of the Perik is a little bit about Hermes, salt water, and then the rest of the Perik is about Refuas. Refuas, the chol and refuas the shamas. So there's a gzera with the rabbanim that they're using refuas. And the Mishnah talk about which refuas are in violation of the gzera, which are not in violation of the gzera. But the Mishnah mentions a certain refuah that the people used to take that had a side effect of causing the person that takes the refuah to become barren, that he became an okar. So if Mori asked, it becomes an okar. You're not allowed to do that. That's the din of Yartzacham Lo Yisasu. But even on the Chumash, it only appears with respect to the Amos. But we darshan from the Pasuk that it even applies to people. So there should be an issue of the right to take this medicine that causes serious. The first thing Mar says, well, maybe this is not called actual serious. Serious means if you tamper with the Eivah HaLeiva itself. The Eivah HaZocha, the Eivah HaNekeva. But here, where you're taking a medication, you're drinking something. Taking some pills, they're drinking something, a kosher likoren, but maybe the Gemara says, since you're not tampering with the actual labor itself, so there's no isur siru. That's called grama, the Gemara calls. Gemara says, wrong. Gemara says, that's wrong, because we have a statement of one of the Amoraim that if you have a, what's a male hen? It's a rooster. If you have a rooster and you want to be Masaris the rooster, so if you remove the cap, the carbolas from the top of the rooster's head, he will be Masaris Me'elov, and it's permissible to do that. The guy doesn't want the roosters to keep on being with the hens, because he keeps on getting blood spots in the eggs. He wants only to have hens that lay eggs without any roosters, so he doesn't want to kill the rooster, so he's going to castrate the rooster. So instead of castrating the rooster, and the Eber HaZachos, which is an Issa Deraita, the Yatacham Noisasu, so he'll avoid the Yisr by cutting off the kerbolas, and the rooster won't start up with the hens anymore. The Gemara says that that's permissible. So you see the Farish, that as long as you do the serious not on the Eivah HaLeiv, it's mutter. The Gemara says, no, that's a different reason why. If it's a physical serious that's accomplished, then it's even on surface in an indirect fashion. But over there, Rav Ashi explains, Romus Ruchu Hu Denikita Leiv. That doesn't really accomplish serious. It's just that the rooster falls into a state of depression because he can't show off anymore that he has this beautiful, beautiful corbolas. And the Gemara in another place gives a whole description of the way the rooster, when he proposes to the hen, tells the hen, what do you say to my beautiful cock? And he promises to give her a lot of money and everything is promises, promises, promises. And then after he's with the hen, he runs away and he doesn't give her anything. He doesn't keep any of his promises. So if he can't give the whole spiel in advance, he doesn't have the corbolas. So the whole pismon doesn't begin. So the Gemara says that's a psychological stirus. You just put him in a state of deep depression, so the rooster is not interested in going out on any dates with the hen. But you didn't physically make it impossible for him to have tashmish. So that's why the Gemara says that's why it's mutter to come off the kurbolus, because it's not mamish. It's not an active stirus. But if a person takes this medication, if he swallows the pills or something and it causes physical stirus, then the Gemara says even though there's no tampering with the Eber Halei, that would be forbidden. So the Gemara says, oh, must be talking about a woman. Mishnah is talking about a woman. So what the women are not obligated to fulfill the mitzvah of Piri Viribia. So since it's not obligated to Piri Viribia, therefore there's no reason. So the Gemara says, no, according to the Tanna, Rabbi Yechim and Drekos, that women are obligated in Piri Viribia, Ma'ikala Meimar. The Gemara says, well, we're talking about a woman who's anyway in Akara, but we're talking about a Tanna. The woman is 95 years old, so she's taking the medication for her arthritis, in her rheumatism or whatever. And if she would have been 80 years younger, if she would have taken this medication at the age of 15 or something, so then it would have caused her to become an akara, but she's already 95 years old anyway. She just came and she's an akara anyway. So the medication only has the effect of clearing her sinus condition, or clearing her arthritis or her rheumatism, and it doesn't accomplish the side effect of serious, because anyway she's not going to have any baby. That's the Sugya Sagimor.
So, any medicine here is
used
for life-threatening situations?
No, life-threatening is about
it.
There's no
shayla.
If life-threatening situation, you can tamper with the Eber Haleda itself. Ah, sinus condition, you can live with it. So he takes the medication and it causes them to become a sore. The Gemara could have said they're Mekayim Mitzvah already, right? And the Chananim, the same thing. The Gemara could have said they're Mekayim Mitzvah. So from the simple reading of the Gemara, it would appear that this is a series that has to do with Piri Viribia. And the way we pass that women are not Mechuyev in Piri Viribia, then it should follow that women are not forbidden to do series. And the Rambam says not so. The Rambam says you're not permitted to do series on women. The only thing that's permissible is this indirect series. Take a kosher lekar in his mutter, but the temple with the Eber Haleda, that you're not allowed to do. No, there's no mitzvah piri viribia.
That's called Russia.
Right. So what's going on? So I think the Minhasfina points out. Where did the Rama get it from? So he explains Pasha Pshat, I think, in the Gemara. That there are two dinim over here. There's one din, the Issa Sirus, and that Issa Sirus applies even to behemoth. That's totally unrelated to piri viribia, but that Issa applies to behemoth, to Odom, to men, to women, to children, to goyim, to behemoth. It's nothing to do with piri viribia, but that's only if you tamper with Eva Haleda itself. But if you're not tampering with the Eber Haleda itself, and then the Chazanish talks about, how, let's say, by a man, how far in do you consider things Eber Haleda? There are parts inside the body that are connected with the Eber Haleda. So if that's not part of the Eber Haleda, that's already considered like taking a kosher ikar. So taking kosher ikar is really not the Yisra of the Yashachem Loisasa. It's a different problem. It's Bitla Mitzvah Piriviruvia. So that already depends. On a behemoth, it wouldn't be a problem to give a kosher likor, because there's no problem with piriviruvia. But on people, then you have the problem. Bitla mitzvah piriviruvia. So that depends whether women are mechuyev and piriviruvia or not. So we pass the women are potter. So there's no problem. Women are potter from piriviruvia, but there's a machloikis, the Beis Shmuel, on the first page in Ebenezer. On page Aleph and Menal, of course, a machloikis between Tosfos and two different sisters, the Gittin and the Chagiga, whether women are mechuyev and shevet. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya that reads, Vatol Boro, the shevet and tzor. But it's God who created the world in order that it should be populated, in order that it should be inhabited. So true, one opinion of Tosfos is true, women are not obligated to fulfill the mitzvah of which requires to have a son and a daughter, according to the Shiloh. But it could well be, according to one opinion, that women are obligated to fulfill the mitzvah of Shevet, which is a question what that means. That's a further machlokes sachana. In Tim Silom, that women are obligated in Shevet, then there's a machlokes what it means to have one child, to replace yourself, to have one child. No, it needs to have also a son and a daughter, but it's not the din de araisa of Piri Viribia, it's the din de Rei Kabbalah. That's a big shine. Someone just asked me in the shine attack, a girl who fell in love with a boy, and then they were going out for the longest time, and she fell in love with him, and then the boy, the day that he proposed, he told her that he knows that he's unable to have any children. So the shayla is, so the girl is willing to marry him. Right now, she's merely in love, she's willing to marry him. What will happen another 20 years, she'll be married and she won't have any children is a question, whether she'll still be so happily married or not. That's the question. They won't have children. But the question is she permitted to marry him knowing in advance that she won't be able to have any children from him? Maybe we should recommend that she should get married and have artificial insemination with someone else. Does that make sense or not? Anyway, that's the shayla. That's the women. It's a partial kiyama mitzvah for those. It says in the pasuk in Yishai, Ko Hashem, Ko Amar Hashem Lasarisim, Mashe Yishmu Shav Sosar, Bachur Bashar Chafoti, Machzikim Bivrisi. So the Chavetz Chaim says, Machzikim Bivrisi means that they adopt children, that they support yeshivas. They support yeshivas. Kol Amalam is Ben Chaver Torah, Malo Lakasu Kili Yilodah. So that's the partial kiyama mitzvah per viridi. If a person is a saris, Chavetz Chaim has in a few places in his writing. If a person is a saris and he knows that he can't have children, so he should support yeshivas. That's the equivalent of adopting. Right, that's the question. Is it permissible for the woman to put herself into such a situation? So the psychological problem is a psychological question, but the halachic question is what we're concerned about. We're concerned about the psychology also, but we're concerned about the halacha. Are women obligated to fulfill shevet? If the mechuyev to fulfill shevet, then they're not permitted to get married knowing in advance that thinking that she's going to live with this man on maybe Esm Shana, and she's never going to have any babies. That's the shot. The simple reading of the Gemara is on Kufi Dalet and Aleph sounds that if women are not obligated in Piriv, they're not obligated in shevet either. Otherwise, what the Gemara says, yes. All the Rabbi Yechem and Breiker hold that women are mechuyev both in Piriv, the Gemara should have asked, what happened to the mitzvah of shevet? So the Pashup Shan the Gemara is that women are not mechuyev in shevet. But the machlok is the Beis Shmuel on the first page in Emunah, as a quote 2 days from today. The Rambam says they're not permitted to do siris in the Eivor HaErva itself, the Eivor HaLeida itself, to tamper with the Eivor to cause inability to have children, but to take a koshel ikorin, to take medication, something not in the Eivor, something in some other part of the body is permissible, even though we know in advance that it's going to affect her, make her unable to have children.
Man is not permitted.
No, the psychology, that was a different thing. That was by Behemoth, the Gemara said. But a man is not allowed to do it even if it's not in the Eivor HaLeida because he's Mavat L'mitzvah Piriv, unless he already has children.
To
himself. A man should take pills that will make him infertile. No. The Behemoth, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do serious the Odayim. And you're not allowed. The Gemara says you're not allowed to do theorists me'elov either, right? Unless it's psychological theory. So a woman should be the same as a behemoth then.
No.
That's the same. No, that's the same. Yeah, that's the same. No. Talk about who's having the theorists done to him. So what you're asking is, there is a difficulty. There is a problem. Why is it that for a behemoth the only thing that's permissible is to take off the karboles, because that's only putting the rooster in a state of depression, but physically you didn't really make him into a saurus. But if you would make him into a saurus without tampering with the Eivor HaLeida, the Gemara says that would be awesome. Even though you're only doing the serious indirect, you're not really doing tampering with the Eivor itself. How come the Gemara says that by, how come the Rambam understood the Gemara to say that by women there's only an issue if you tamper with the Eivor itself, and if you do it indirectly, that's only a problem of bitul mitzvah piruvim. Why should a woman be worse than a behemoth? The Gemara, you see that Orthodox Judaism considers women worse than behemoths. Stick like Gemara here, you gotta figure out pshat. Now the Minhas Kinah has trouble with that Rambam. That's a problem. Gotta look in the Minhas Kinah and the Rambam. Okay. Look at Shabbos, you look good. Didn't recognize him, did it?
Medication starts to mock it, or do you have some chronic cancer into a chronic repose? Medication starts, then we know that he's sad.
Yeah, but you're like,
yeah, but you're like, yeah, but you're like,
that's the shot. We don't have to get into the middle of Shabbos, and we're not about to pay the guy. What's my Shiloh? I was in Los Angeles. Rabbi did say, one of the Balabas, he called up on Erev Shabbos. That's the only way to look.
Would it be any different for, again, if it's not compatible as far as the table?
Yeah.
Would that be a strict
compatible to tell what?
Right.
I don't know.